Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. Call me with whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll talk about it. If you're sending me an email, make sure that there's enough information for me to actually be some help to you rather than kind of things. Folks, also, let me just add something here, because we're getting a lot of people who call the phone number, which is 855-99-37569. And, and that's 855-99-DR-JOY, which would lead you to believe that when you get through that you'll hear my voice. But there, it goes to a phone answering system that says, "Welcome GCN Live." All right? It's not my voice. It's a male voice. But that's, just hang on for a minute. You'll get to the program, all right? Because I think that's what's happening, because we've been trying to figure out, and I finally called up the line and I said, "Well, how come it's not my voice that says, 'Hi, welcome to the program, you'll be on in just a minute'?" They said, "Well, because it goes to a central triage place. So when you call up, I know that it's inherently obvious that if it's my name, you know, the phone number is my name, that should be my voice. But that's not how the system's set up at this moment, all right? So don't be discouraged. Understand that if you're calling, that is how you get through to me, all right? You want to try it? 855-99-37569. All right, speaking in the world of getting less and less well-mannered, this is the fall of civilization as we now know it. Windows 10 will let you flip off your friends with a middle finger emoji. Okay. that's tacky.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it really is tacky.
I have a feeling that that's going to be used quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Have you ever? I have never actually done that. Have you ever done it? Well, you're a guy. You probably have.
What? Flip somebody the bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have never done it.
Really?
Never ever in my whole life.
It seems like something everyone does at least once in their lifetime.
I have never done it. The one finger salute has been around for a year as part of the Unicode 7 release in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It does not include the two finger version that's popular in many Commonwealth countries, including the UK, Australia, and New Zealand.
Yeah.
I've only seen it in movies. Despite being around for a year, none of the major PC or mobile operating systems have had the courage. I think it's the tackiness. Add the middle finger to their emoji quiver until now. You'll not only be able to digitally flip someone off if they are also running a Windows 10 device. If you're doing Android, iOS, or OS X, you can't.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, if you can do it on your cell phone.
Well, it depends what operating system you've got. Yeah. You can do 6 different skin tones, including the default gray, in case you're Western. So,
what do you need multiple skin tones for?
Apparently, I don't know. This is a great first step. Goodness. Now they need to add all the middle finger nuances we experience in real life. A bright red middle finger to express the rage finger, a green one for the ironic flip, and a crimson icon for the... I won't do what you tell me, salute. Now, if we could only add a dislike button.
Well, it's like if you're gonna have a middle finger emoji, the idea of it in itself is silly, but if you're even gonna,
why would you have different colors?
Yeah, What do you need different colors of it?
Well, I mean, if I could see even
just make
having
it gray,
like,
and call it a day, you know. Like,
well, that's what. But now they've got all sorts of different colors.
Oh.
And see, if I were gonna do it, I would have like one with a fingernail, so you could have either a male or a female. But why different colors? I mean, you know, gray. And to add to this, the Apple Watch owners. Do you know anybody who has an Apple Watch?
I don't know anybody. There's been a lot of talk about them, but I don't know anybody who has.
I don't either. And basically, I mean, whenever something new comes out, everybody on the train has one. I haven't seen any of these. It apparently causes a rash.
Phew.
Yeah.
Maybe now that maybe that's why I don't have
to. Yeah, they're thinking that maybe it has nickel in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so for only $7, you can or $700, you can get a rash. He said, no, "I don't wear mine too tightly and make sure it doesn't stay wet in there after workouts. An allergic reaction. I get allergic reaction to everything, so I wouldn't. You know, I have no interest. I don't wear a watch. I haven't worn a watch for years." They're calling this wrist gate. So they're now apparently Apple has put up how to get a good fit and proper care and cleaning. Every material that touches your skin has gone through an extensive evaluation in accordance with our specifications. Citing thousands of material composition tests, more than 1,000 prototypes worn for trial studies, hundreds of toxicology assessments, and consultations with board-certified dermatologists. Doesn't guarantee that you won't have a reaction, likely due to allergies, environmental factors, extended exposure to irritants like soap or sweat. Oh, yeah, it's your fault. You've been sweating and other causes. So there we go. A poorly fitted watch device should be snug but comfortable. I mean, this is like telling people how to use their seatbelt. If you're on a plane and don't know how to use the seatbelt, you should not be on a plane.
Yeah.
If you're over the age of two. The irritation for long periods of time would be way too much to handle. Apparently, if you get skin irritation, there's a, apparently the Fitbit Force is the activity tracker at $130 at the Sports Authority. If you get skin irritations, I'll give you your money back.
Hmm.
You get band designers, a list of requirements to follow when developing watch bands. But they're not saying this is the band. They're saying this is the head of the watch. You need to have a snug fit, ensuring the device's back sensors are in contact with the user's skin. And they have to promise to not integrate magnetic chargers into their bands.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple apparently got sequential patents for invisible optical label for transmitting information between computing devices. That means from your iPhone to your watch without interrupting the user. They're called quick response codes. There you go. This news comes days after an Apple patent tipped high-end DSLR-like camera functions for a smartphone.
Hmm.
Single-lane refresh. So the phones are getting better. I don't know. You remember Dick Tracy and his watch? Well, we've gotten there. I actually made a phone call. I told the story sort of accidentally. It's not. I mean, that's kind of a stupid term. I now have an iPad because there was one on half price sale, and I had just done some work for somebody, and it turned out that they gave me a gift card for exactly the amount of money of the phone. So I thought, and my daughter's been saying, you know, when I travel to watch movies, it's really good. And so I actually made a phone call on my iPad. Did you know you can make a phone call on your iPad?
I think I remember hearing something about that.
I didn't know that I could do it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And it is great for watching movies. I mean, it's sort of much more comfortable than watching it on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little smaller, but all right, and here's the stupid pet trick of the day. This actually happened to a friend of mine. It wasn't exactly the case, but I'll tell you exactly what it was. A Florida couple who had sex on the beach must register as sex offenders.
Wow. Well,
One of the problems is she's 20 and he's 40. I think that may have had something to do with it. No, it didn't, supposedly.
Basically,
in broad daylight, a 3-year-old girl saw them, supposedly. A conviction carry a maximum prison sentence of 15 years.
I was like, what are you thinking?
Yeah,
you know,
well.
I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, 40-year-old.
You're in a public place. Like,
yeah, apparently.
Know,
and in broad daylight.
Like, thinking?
I actually have a friend. I lived in a beach community for a while in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who was driving home from probably a bar and figured he wasn't going to make it home, so he stopped at the beach and relieved himself. And he got arrested, and he had registered as a sex offender.
Yeah, wow.
So, I guess stupid is just plain stupid. 855-99-DR-JOY, 55993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, let's knock us off another email, and then I have some stupid stories to share with you and also some DVDs coming up. All right, so let's... You want to lay out one of the DVDs or the emails for me?
Sure. This is a message from Ricardo. Ricardo says, Dr. Joy, could you explain the difference between a psychologist a MFC, a psychiatrist, a counselor, and et cetera. As I had to see a professional for a diagnosis of Tourette's, and I had to see a couple of people before I got the correct one who could diagnose it. Thank you.
Sure. I don't know what an I think he's talking about a master. All right, let's go through them. Let me just start from the hierarchy. A psychiatrist, which you didn't ask about, but I'll tell you anyway.
He did list a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A psychiatrist is somebody who has a medical degree, and after they get their medical degree, they specialized in usually abnormal psychology. Okay. That's the person who can hospitalize and write prescriptions because they're an MD. And they usually have to be board certified, and they have to go. And once they have their MD and then specialize in psychology, they can go into any one of a number of subspecialties, including educational psychology or adolescent or whatever. Next is a PhD psychologist, which is what I am, although I went to medical school, but I went to medical school after I got my PhD. Because if I spent all that time in medical school, I wasn't going to, and I already knew more psychology than a psychiatrist because I'd already been in practice. And what I, in theory, cannot do, although there are an awful lot of licensed psychologists, and depending on the state, in some states, a licensed psychologist, which I am, can prescribe medication and hospitalize. In most states, you can't because it's a medical subspecialty. So you're usually, if you're in practice, you're quite often associated with a clinic in which there is a psychiatrist who acts as a referral source if you need for hospitalization or medication. Then there is a PsyD. A PsyD is somebody who has much of the academic training of psychology but has not done a dissertation usually. So and I'm going from the most powerful degree to the least powerful degrees, which doesn't mean that the person isn't useful or isn't helpful or isn't credentialed or isn't smart. It's just in terms of what they can do. In some states, a PsyD can be licensed to hang out at shingles, sometimes not. But it's more a technical degree than the PhD, which is an academic degree. And for a PhD, you have to do a dissertation, and you usually have to know at least two languages and have completed orals and whatever. Then there is psychopharmacology, which is somewhere between a PsyD and like an MSW, which is a master's in social work. Psychopharmacologist is somebody who is primarily a pharmacologist, which means they didn't necessarily go to graduate school, they didn't necessarily go to medical school, they went to pharmacology school and know a lot about drugs and then can specialize in psychotropic drugs, for example. An MSW, there's actually, you could actually get a DSW as well, which is a doctorate in social work, which is somewhere right around a PsyD, and that it's a social work degree, but you can call yourself doctor. In some states, you can be licensed, in some states not. So, and then there's an MSW, which is a more common degree, where you can work, for example, for the welfare department in a hospital. It's a quicker degree in that it usually takes a year to 2 years, as opposed to a PhD, which could take 5 to 7 to endless, as opposed to a medical degree, which can take 7 to 10 to endless. So an MSW allows you to do a lot of things, usually under someone else's supervision, though, either a PhD or a psychiatrist, or sometimes a doctorate in social work. A doctorate in social work is a relatively newer degree than an MSW, with the acknowledgement that some social workers want to hang up their own shingle and want to be able to call themselves a doctor. A PsyD is probably the same response of somebody who didn't necessarily want the academic credentials but wanted the information about psychology. I'm trying to think what else he asked for. Were there any other degrees that I missed? And the deal about the degrees is severalfold. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody is a better therapist, although they're going to have, as you can tell, very different kinds of approaches and very different philosophical overviews. For a long time, there was a war going on between psychology and psychiatry, because psychology said you got to talk with people about your problem. You can't treat the brain as chicken soup and just add a little here, add a little there. And psychiatry basically said you can't get somebody's attention without giving them some medication. And now that that's been resolved pretty clearly in about the last 10 years, where they're saying that the combination of medication plus therapy plus exercise works much better, for example, on depression than anything else, that the three together. So it's not a matter who is right and who is wrong, but using the kind of a cross, not even cultural, but a cross discipline approach is most effective. And my approach has always been whatever works for the client, that it doesn't make any difference what my philosophical bent is. If something works for the client, then it's great. If it doesn't, it's not great, no matter how much I think it's cool, because what I'm trying to do is very practical. How much you're in, who your insurance will pay for. For example, as you can hear from the hierarchy, that psychiatrists tend to charge more than PhD psychologists, who charge more than masters in social work or doctors in social work, who charge more than PsyDs, who charge more than psychopharmacologists. So if your insurance will only cover a certain amount as opposed to a certain person, what you want to do is find this out before you go see, because you may find that you have, especially if the master's in social work, let's say, social worker, is supervised or has experience or just plain like them, that that may be a better bargain for you. There's also things like group therapy, and so they're in sliding scales and whatever. Could you read what he said he's going to a therapist and he really needs to know credentials?
He said, as I had to see a professional for a diagnosis of Tourette's, and I had to see a couple of people before I got the correct one who could diagnose it.
Tourette's, first of all, Tourette's is a very complicated diagnosis. And it's a good question, because I would certainly suggest that basically you're talking about either a psychologist or a psychiatrist, because it's a very complicated diagnosis. And there are a number of, for example, a very common phenomenon, but a very difficult diagnosis, is bipolarity, because most people are likely to seek help, which means they're going to be exposed to a professional, when they're in the depressive phase, as opposed to the manic phase. The manic phase, they're having a great time. People around them, maybe not so much, but they're having a great time. So the likelihood of them seeking help at that moment is not very high. They're much more likely to seek help when they're feeling depressed. So as a practitioner, if you're seeing somebody who's only reporting depression and you put them on an antidepressant without knowing about the bipolarity, you've got a real problem going on, because what you'll do is blanket the depression and just quite often send the manic part off the scale. So good to be able to, you have to be an informed consumer telling your therapist what's really going on. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, well, there are basically two that are, one actually, to be quite honest, came out last week, but there was only one last week, so I sort of decided I would defer it to today rather than give it a whole segment. One of the movies that I thought was the best movie of the year last year, which people didn't agree with, but and I think it should do exceptionally well, and hopefully, if you haven't seen it, you can rent it on DVD, which is Selma. David Oyelowo plays Martin Luther King, and I thought he was wonderful in it. Tom Wilkinson plays Lyndon Johnson. I mean, it's a whole bunch of Brits who are playing Americans, and I think they did a terrific job of it. I just thought this was a wonderful movie. Basically, as you know, the Civil Rights Act in 64 desegregated the South, but laws and behavior are not necessarily the same. And in Selma, it was very difficult for blacks to register to vote. And the joke used to be that if you were white, the giraffe to spell dog, and if you were black, you were expected to spell chrysanthemum. I still can't spell chrysanthemum. Martin Luther King and his followers pressed forward an epic march from Selma to Montgomery, and their efforts culminated in President Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which is, so this, I mean, people said this make Johnson look bad, and I don't think it really did. I think Johnson was a very complicated man who, and he was a Southerner, but I think when it finally came down to it that he did the right thing. And I thought this was a terrific movie. I really enjoyed it and thought it was one of the best movies of the year. I thought David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King was terrific. I mean, I think it was just transcendent. So if you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing. Amir and Sam is kind of a cute love story about a soldier and a woman that he falls in love with who is going to be deported. I thought it was okay. It was cute. Kind of predictable. So I guess the movie I did not review for you last week is called There's Always Woodstock, which is kind of an appealing movie. It's one of those little movies where a young woman is working for a record company, and the record company people are deliciously evil and rotten, and she's assigned to be a kind of a wrangler for an out-of-control diva that I think is Rumor Willis, who is really actually pretty good in this, who's got good parenting, is good genes, as you might figure out. And so she gets fired and decides she's going to go back to Woodstock because that's where her parents came from, and neither of them are alive anymore, but they left her a house. So she goes back there and decides that she's going to become the musician she always wanted to. And part of this is a little bit, dare I say, trite. Yeah, I can say trite. Part of it's kind of charming. The music is actually okay. The best part of it is Katie Segal, who is from Married with Children, and she plays kind of a Joan Baez kind of folk singer who decides to kind of take the young folk singer under her wings. The problem about this is it couldn't decide if it was really a satire, if it was really about folk singing, if it was really about Woodstock, if it was really about the music industry. Also, Brittany Snow is in it. Ryan Guzman is pretty cute as the local doctor who also owns the bar. Jason Ritter nearly steals the movie as the narcissistic boyfriend who can cry on cue to get what he wants. So, I mean, it's a cute movie. It's not going to be around at award season, but I mean, I think the reason to see it is Katie Segal as much as anything else. But it's okay. I mean, but the movie really to see this week and to rent is Selma. Did you ever see Selma, Manny?
I did. Yes.
Didn't you think it was a wonderful movie?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. I loved it.
It was my choice for number one movie of the year.
Yeah, no, I thought it was. I thought it was fantastic. I thought just about everybody in the film did a great job acting wise, and I thought it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, and I had met some, you know, most of them, which was kind of fun. But I still thought, in and of itself, it was really a wonderful movie. And David Oyelowo, I think, won the Golden Globe. Wasn't even nominated for an Oscar. But the song, I think it was Dare, won for the Oscar. But I think it's an important movie to see now. Number two, I think their whole generation of kids who don't know anything about civil rights movement, mm-hmm. and I think that's an important part of American history to notice. And I also thought it was a wildly entertaining movie. So
yeah, I went to you know what's funny about him was. You know, when Interstellar came out in theaters last fall, you know, I went to see it and everything, and then I watched it again the other day, and I forgot that David Oyelowo is in that movie. He's only in like one scene, but he's in that movie.
He's also in the movie I don't remember the name of it. It was the Most Dangerous Year.
Yeah,
he plays the cop in Dangerous Year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really good actor. He's a Brit.
Yeah.
And so he's really good at accents because he sounded exactly like Martin Luther King this one. And, and he has has a very convincing American accent. And that's not everybody does. Not all the Brits do.
Yeah. It was funny because I was just watching Interstellar the other day. You know, I'd seen it before. And
oh, my goodness. That's Martin Luther King.
Yeah. I was like, David Oyelowo. There he is. Yeah. Forgot he's in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was Shakespearean trained. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, really good.
All right, so we have a couple minutes here to tell you that there are a couple of stupid stories going on here. Oops, my computer just burped. Not cute. But the whole thing just went. Let's see if I can grab it again. One was that, which is kind of a disturbing story, that a 13-year-old girl was shot and was apparently self-inflicted by her stepfather's personal gun, and he's now being suspended because she had access to it. So that's a little alarming.
And he's a police officer, right? Is that what
he's a police officer. Yeah. In Gilroy, which is the garlic capital of America, which is what we should all know about. I actually got to crown the garlic queen at one point. She has a little crown with a garlic bulb on it. What can I tell you? You can smell Gilroy from a long way away. An interesting part of the country. All right. Second was that, and this one, the story is very, very unclear, that there was a $75,000 winning lottery ticket that was turned in for $75. And they're trying to figure out to an undercover inspector. So they're trying to figure out who's to blame. And it appears, although it's a little hard to tell from the article, a little bit, that it was maybe an honest mistake, that the person just didn't quite get it. But somebody's owed $75,000 minus $75. So they're putting out a call for it. And the lottery commission doesn't know what to do about it. Nobody knows quite what to do about it because they legitimately won, and they've got it on camera.
Right.
I told you, cameras are going to make the world a much more moral place.
Yeah.
All right, we've also
looking over their shoulder.
Well, or maybe they'll just behave.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
All right, this is the one. These are my two favorite stories. All right, this is the first one. This has presumably happened to all of us, right? Have you ever gone to a casino or played blackjack or anything of that sort?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm not a huge gambler, but yeah.
Me neither. Yeah. I mean, I told you I won the Kentucky Derby one year. With 82.5-1 odds, and someone said if you'd bet $100, you would have made it. And I said, it would never have happened. Never, ever going to happen. All right, so there's an 87-year-old grandmother, and she's playing at a casino, and she's playing quarter. She plays what my mother plays, which is she plays the slot machines. Right? I play video poker. She likes the slot machines.
Yeah, the slot machines is usually, the rare times that I do go to a casino, that's usually
well, but that just hurts my arms, and there's nothing you think about. I mean, it either comes up or it doesn't come up. There's no thinking. There's no betting. I mean, I like video. My daughter and I played video poker together, and that was kind of fun. But so this woman is basically, the thing comes up that says, you won $41 million. So it comes up on her screen. And so she's getting all excited, and she's 87 years old. They're lucky it didn't kill her. Right, and so they call everybody over, and they said, "No, it's a glitch."
Oh wow!
It was a computer glitch, and they said, "Well, if you read the rules of the casino, it says
if you read
not
the fine print."
Yeah, but who's going to ever read that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to a casino, the first thing you're going to do is say, "Oh, could I have a list of the rules, please, before I, put my quarter in?"
Right.
So there's a big fuss about that, but and apparently they took it to court. Which, for $41 million, why would you not, right?
Exactly.
What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
And especially if you get your lawyer to do it on contingency. And the court said, no, the computer glitches you're not responsible for, so that she should have read the details. You should at least give her, comp her on something. 855, and I would have given her at least a free room or something. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula three times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have two stories to tell you. One is the good news and one's the bad news. I'll tell you the bad news first. Do you guys know about DARE? It's drug abuse resistance education that sends police into schools to teach kids about the dangers of drugs. And apparently they got conned, that they put up an article that said that there was new candy on the street that had killed 9 kids, that it was marijuana-based. They said children are being addicted to marijuana. when liberal presidents allowed a state to legally sell marijuana Flintstone vitamins to children, one of the most dangerous drugs on earth. For every joint of marijuana, four teenagers become burdened with pregnancy. Well, except it turns out it was written by a guy whose name is Haywood Bynum III, whose other bylines include, is it time for America to invade the Middle East and rename it New America? German soccer team uses Nazi super soldier serum to beat Brazil 7-1. Risk start of World War III. And are women even people, really? So the idea is, first of all, be careful what you pull out of the internet to decide that it's real. Because if they checked out the byline, what they would have figured is, I think these folks are either kidding or full of doo-doo. All right?
Wow.
All right, so here's, this is one of the positive uses of the internet, and this is in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Right, Chipotle, who is probably the most popular, it's not the most profitable, but I think it's the fastest growing fast food chain in the world right now. And a lot of, there's going to be a new pizza thing that is using the Chipotle model, which is fresh food with limited choices made up in front of your very own eyes. Right, and it's been wildly popular. And they're now, they have a secret recipe for guacamole that is now no longer secret. They're giving it out because it's Cinco de Mayo. All right, so you need two avocados, they're saying Haas, 2 teaspoons of lime juice, 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro, 1/4 cup of red onion, 1/2 jalapeno, including the seeds finely chopped, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. All right, basically you need squishy avocado, nice dark green color, cut it in half, scoop the avocado, place it in a medium bowl, toss and coat with lime juice, add the salt using a fork or potato masher, mash until smooth, fold in the remaining ingredients, taste the guacamole over and over and over and over again. So there.
Gosh.
Now, guacamole, I mean, as we talked about earlier, that Subway is having guacamole today, but I don't think it's free. I think it costs like 75 cents per sort of food thing or whatever. So, but as far as I'm concerned, whatever it costs, it's worth it. But Chipotle is known as having the world's best guacamole. But it's pretty simple. They said they use 480 avocados a day. And I guess it depends on where you are and what you're doing about it. But are you a guacamole fan?
It's not my favorite, but I do like
really?
on certain... certain Mexican meals.
Oh, see, I'll eat an avocado by itself. Just, you know, a little bit of pepper on it, and I'm good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I guacamole, I think, is... First of all, it's actually good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I just think it's delish. So, but, so we now have the, I like it. There's some places that, that come in to your table and bash it up. I will tell you a quick avocado story, just because it's Cinco de Mayo. I have a sister who lives in San Diego, and at one point she was working for a health institute that I actually went to, and they were wonderful. I've talked about them before on the air. And what they would do is that you would do essentially a fast for 3 days. It was wheatgrass based, so you would eat only raw stuff, and then you would do wheatgrass, and you would break your fast with avocado. And people are not necessarily their most charming self when they have been fasting, but they would break it with avocados. And apparently, at one point, the avocados were not ripe, and they didn't give you guacamole; they would give you an avocado. And apparently, in this particular situation. Now, my sister is one of those, I mean, she's short, I'm not, but she's short, and she's a really kind of sweet person, and she was working in California with these people who were clearly into kind of organic food and whatever, and it was her job to be in the dining room the night that they broke the fast, and she would pass out the avocados, and apparently they were not very ripe, at which point people were flinging the avocados at her head. And when she told me this story, I couldn't stop laughing, which is really rude. And an unripe avocado probably has about the same density as a baseball, right? I mean, then they've got the pit in there. So that's my avocado story. Hopefully you will find avocados that are ripe. And you know how, you know, the way to ripen an avocado, first of all, you're better off if you buy them ripe, which they should be a little bit squishy. But if not, because if you buy them at Costco, you buy like six of them for $5 or something. You put them in a brown paper sack. And the trick, like peaches, is to ripen them before they rot. But you can do that. You can really do it. Right? 855-99-375-69. So if you're going to do Cinco de Mayo, remind yourself that it is not Mexican Independence Day. It is a celebration of the victory at the Battle of Pueblo against the French. So Mexican pride, not Mexican independence. Trey, do I have time to put, what have I got, a minute and a half here, Manny? Manny? I can't get Manny. Do I have a minute and a half here? How long do I have here? Do I have time to put him on? All right, Trey, let's say hello. I can't believe you guys are.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Trey. How can I help?
Quick one. The infidelity trust issues based on suspicion, and I'm trying to regain my spouse's trust again. Again, it's on suspicions as opposed to actual, you know,
okay.
Founded action.
I'll tell you what. How about if I give you a homework assignment, because I've got about 30 seconds here.
Sounds good.
Can I talk with you first thing? Are you going to be someplace I can grab you tomorrow at the beginning of the program?
I will try at the 12 o'clock hour to give you
a
ring.
All right, I'll tell you what. If you want, Manny can give you the number, and we can put you on very first, so you don't have to wait. And what I want you to do is I want you to give me a little bit of history here. I want you to give me the background of what happened, how long ago it happened, what the warning signs were that you either saw or that you missed, and then we'll walk you through it. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you,
all right,
you,
so you've got, you can see about how to think about it, and I'll put you on with Manny, and we'll get you, grab you first thing, so you don't even have to worry about it. You guys are so cute. You do this to me every day, but I still love you. Hopefully we'll talk with Trey first thing tomorrow, and you first thing tomorrow, all right, as opposed to last thing tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.